Want to have your own business but don't want to start from scratch? Franchising might be the answer you're looking for. Welcome to the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show, the show that brings you thought leaders in business, franchising, and high-performance personal development. Whether you're a buyer, seller, franchisee, franchisor, or consultant, find everything you need to know about franchising right here. Own a business without the pain and financial losses that come with creating it. Find the time, freedom, and financial independence you can have through entrepreneurship. Learn how franchising can help you get there. Listen up and get ready for another episode of The Level Up with Nick Lopez Show.
Welcome to The Level Up Show with Nick Lopez, where we have the absolute pleasure of learning from thought leaders in business, franchising, and high performance personal development. I am very excited for today's guest. He most certainly goes without exception, Rich from Atlas Franchise Group. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. Thanks for the introduction and glad to be here.
My goodness. Most folks, they think of franchising as quick service restaurants, Burger King, McDonald's. Okay, how the heck is a painting company a franchise, or plenty of other companies? Essentially, if the business provides value, it's ethical, makes money, it can be franchised. That's anything under the sun. And my gosh, nobody says, I'm going to get into franchising. At least I didn't. Rich, my gosh, would you mind sharing, how did franchising find you?
Sure. I'm right there with you. I never really looked for franchising. It definitely found me. I studied geography in college. And my first job out of college, I was working for AAA, updating their roadmaps. I realized that this really isn't a sustainable revenue stream for me. It's not going to be an easy way to start a family and bring in their income that I need. I found a sales job where I was selling mapping software and demographics. And so just really kind of fit my niche. I really just enjoyed working with maps, working with data. And along the way, I found that, hey, look at this. Franchise groups need territory maps, and they need to be able to map successful territories based on demographic data. And I did that for the better part of two decades. And then I just decided a couple of years ago, my wife and I were just looking at what we're doing and how she was a teacher. I was selling mapping software. And we decided, hey, I really enjoy working with franchises and helping people along the way just make the right decisions. And we both decided, hey, let's jump into the franchise consulting business and just help people realize that dream. A year and a half later, here we are, and we're loving every minute of it.
Oh my gosh. You said you went to school for geography?
I did.
That is just incredible, right? I mean, franchising just has a way of finding you. Could that just not be more true with your journey?
Yeah. I mean, I had no idea going to school. I knew I wanted to work with maps in some form. I realized that on the sales side, you can be a little bit more successful in terms of income opportunities. And then just helping people, like selling and supporting that mapping software. And then just finding some of my best clients were franchisors. It just went from there.
What was it that was special about franchising that just stood out? Clearly it stood out.
It did. It seemed like a no-brainer. It's like you've got a path to success. You follow that path, your odds of success are so much higher. And then hearing those stories, when I help people with their territories, a lot of times they just tap me on the shoulder. They're like, hey, Rich, can you build out the Denver market? Can you build out the Southern California market? I'd help them out with that. And then I'd ask, like, who's in this territory? How are they doing? How are they performing? How long did it take them to ramp up? And I'd hear these stories and I'm like, okay, I want to be more of a part of this.
What were some of the initial impressions about franchising that made it clear that, okay, This is a path that somebody can realize entrepreneurship.
I think the number one thing is the most common denominator for this was people are just on the franchise side. They want their franchisees to be successful. I mean, not only are they sure they're going to be generated a royalty from that franchise, from that territory, but ultimately it's like, let's create the most optimal territory for our franchisees. Let's provide them with the service and support to get started. And it just seemed like they had more of a interest in success of their franchisees. Even though they weren't employees, they're more business partners. You could always see that commonality where they just wanted to make sure that their franchisees were successful. That's really where it kind of took off from there. It's like, this is an industry I can really get behind and participate in.
You like the community element and the support piece.
I do.
What was impressionable? Why did that come off as something that clearly made a mark on you?
Probably just the relationships that I had with my clients. I'm always trying to build that trust factor, have integrity, just make sure that I'm providing the best service that I can. And I see that they were doing the same on their end. And I've worked for other companies as well that aren't in the franchise space. You don't see it as frequently. Obviously, that you're going to see that as well. But a lot of times it's more of that dog eat dog mentality where it's like, let's just close that next deal and move on to the next opportunity. Where in franchising, it's a longer term relationship. It's teamwork. It's success in the whole system. Bring on the wrong franchisee or you sell the franchisee the wrong territory, then that's where things can kind of go sideways.
There's that common mutual alignment in a franchise system where folks are in business together. They're not in business just for themselves. They're growing enterprise value collectively and collaborating around innovating and adopting the model and sharing best practices around the winning formula. That is a cheat code.
It is. I agree. You're setting that person up for success. They've already kind of ironed out the kinks. It is. I mean, a cheat code is a good way to describe it.
Yeah. So clearly, this collaborative business relationship, it was different and it stood out. It made an impression. In fact, enough of an impression for you to help people navigate all of the franchise opportunities. You were working in the territory mapping space as a supplier, B2B there with franchisors, and you were able to look behind the curtain and see this amazing space that creates opportunities and impacts communities and develops folks' careers. That winning playbook is just that, a path to building a career and a path to delivering a solution to a need in the market. That could be a product, a service, you name it, right? We talked about all the options that could be franchised, and essentially it's anything. Franchising is a growth model and creates incredible synergy across all of the individual outlets that they're all owners in the business. And that is a unique model. And frankly, me being a franchisor, a founder, that's exactly what drew me to the franchise model. So I think there's some commonality there. And clearly that is what is one of the greatest advantages, or as I mentioned, the cheat code behind the franchise model. And something that stood out as you were talking was this whole aspect of support, right? It isn't transactional, which in business, in the marketplace, it can be easy for it to become transactional. And even within the same company, you're talking about growth in your traditional corporate structure, that can be very transactional. And so franchising creates independent ownership at leadership levels all across the organization. That's a pretty unique aspect of the franchise model.
I think you hit the nail on the head. That's probably a good way to explain or prove that the numbers don't lie. I mean, you're not guaranteed to succeed, but your chances of success are significantly higher.
Yeah, when you join a system and you join a cohort, And the cohort tells you, hey, I wish I knew this. I wish I did that. I messed up here. And they immediately just cheat codes and enhancing what is already the playbook that they're going through. And now you throw in the cheat code of a franchise, which is the collective ownership group, the collaboration. That is incredible. You are a supplier and ultimately are able to look into the franchise business, and it was exciting, moved you, and it inspired you to start your franchise consulting career and your business in doing just that. You are now a guide for all of these franchise options in the marketplace. Yeah, is it fair to say like a matchmaker?
I would say that. That's kind of how we put the thought into naming the business as well. I mean, an atlas is a book of maps. I have a mapping background, but now I also have, and those maps provide guidance. I mean, they show you where things are. And now it's like I have a portfolio of franchises that I can help guide people with and put them in the right location just based on what their needs are.
How many options of franchises out there in the market?
There's thousands,
right?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
If I'm somebody that is working in a company that is experiencing that transactional environment and wants the freedom and the independence and wants to realize their American dream through entrepreneurship, a lot of folks stay in that state. They think about it. They never really take the action and pursue it. That's a special individual. And somebody that ultimately fires their boss, turns away from corporate America and hires himself, goes into business as a franchise owner. And in doing that, why would I invest in a franchise? Well, my goodness, it takes years to develop a winning playbook, not to mention the fact that a franchise is going to put you through a training around that playbook, and everything from the marketing to the tech, you name it, is in a playbook format to execute on. It is all tailored around the franchise owner delivering that solution in the market. That's a cheat code. I don't have to spend all of that time figuring out in startup mode. My gosh, maybe that's the right way to go for somebody, right? But I always look at it as I'm a crazy entrepreneur. I went out, took all the arrows in the back. My 16th year in my business, that's the crazy entrepreneur. The smart entrepreneur says, hey, I'm going to fire my boss, hire myself, and partner with somebody like Rich that could say, hey, here's all these options based on your skills and what you want from a lifestyle standpoint, and frankly, what culture you're going to fit in, right? There's thousands of options out there. I can fire my boss, work with a professional like yourself that is a master of the space and of brands and creating synergy in it, ultimately leading to entrepreneurship on a local level. That's impact, jobs created, careers advanced, and clients served. Rich, the work you do is incredible. Thank you for your commitment to the space and the incredible work that you do. And there's all these options out there. Just speaking to territory, what are some common themes around a successful franchise owner when it comes to making the right decision with territory?
That question can go a lot of different directions, but I think the number one thing is being comfortable with your territory and being familiar with it. You might know that, okay, these neighborhoods I think would be great for this business. There's a lot of data out there that you might not be aware of. And a lot of times you can kind of reverse engineer it and say, okay, these are the ideal clients, the ideal customers for this business, but how can I find more of those where in areas of my territory that I might not be familiar with? And so having some of that information, being able to access a lot of that information. And I know that a lot of franchisors, they have access to that data, but having the ability to put that together with someone like me, I think gives an advantage to the prospective franchisee when they're going and they're making that right decision, or they're comfortable with with diving in with that culture, because a lot of it is culture. You know, it's like, how do I adapt to this group that I'm going to rely my livelihood on? How do I find that right match? Because, you know, frankly, I'm not the right consultant for everybody. And some franchises aren't the right option for some investors and entrepreneurs. That cultural synergy is, I think it's really important. And knowing just some of the data behind it really kind of makes you comfortable with jumping in with both feet.
Yeah, exactly. That's your background, right? I'm sure your clients definitely benefit from that. You're looking at all these options in terms of franchise opportunities, and you're advising, you're being that atlas, if you will. You just talked about it being a big decision. What is some advice that you have for somebody that is firing their boss, hiring themselves, going into business as an entrepreneur and realizing that American dream? What is some advice that you have for them to be successful from the perspective of, hey, I have lots of options out there. How can I make the right choice?
It varies from person to person, but my advice is always find what you're passionate about. Find those like-minded individuals and that support group within the franchise that you have that connection with, and then just do it. Jump in. There's a little faith involved. There's a lot of faith involved. There's a little risk involved. Do your due diligence 100%, but you have to make that commitment. And then just don't have, failure's not an option. When I got into consulting, I've been in the corporate world for many years. I realized that I don't want to go back into corporate America. I don't want to be sending my resume out there and looking for new jobs. I'm going to make this work no matter what. Whatever I have to do, this is it. And this is my plan for the next 10, 15, 20 years. I mean, my advice really is to find what you're passionate about, jump in with both feet, embrace the system, and usually good things are going to happen.
Yeah, what great advice. And enjoy the process.
Right.
Have fun.
Yeah, if you're not having fun, it's not worth doing anyway.
It's not worth fun doing anyways. My goodness, you're going through this process and you're doing something that is special. Lots of folks stay in their cubicle and hope and think and daydream about one day, but it just passes by. You're doing it. You're taking the action, and that is to be celebrated. That's special.
Yeah, I mean, I had an interesting path to get here. My only regret really is I wish I would have started this 5 years ago, or maybe even 10 years ago. But I know I didn't have those experiences that probably would set me up for success if I started too soon. But I know it's one of those things where it's like, I don't regret it for one minute. My only regret is I didn't start sooner.
You're not going to believe how many times I've heard that. Or the other one is, man, I wish I would have hired faster. I wish I would have, but I think we're talking around something, the power of executing.
Right.
Right. And sometimes it can be really overwhelming and feel like you're the only one going through it. But really, I know this is odd, and it's probably the first time that you're going through this whole process of figuring out how to buy a franchise, but it actually is pretty normal for folks like me and for you. And for all of the others that fire their boss and hire themselves, that ditch corporate America and pursue their American dream. And once you learn about franchising, there's no going back, right? Once the light is on, when it calls certain folks, it has transformative elements to it. And that's just entrepreneurship. That's the American dream.
Right.
So many times, folks do not take the action. And if you can look above the forest and it become a little bit more normal, you can have a little bit more fun with it. And frankly, probably even shape your future more intentionally and ultimately execute more clearly at a higher level. It is such an amazing process. So Rich, when I was saying thank you for the incredible work that you do, I genuinely mean it because, you know, I've just been fortunate to be able to live it out as a franchisor, helping people get into business, for themselves. Rich, you have done this, right? You have hired yourself. What has been the most rewarding component of being an entrepreneur?
Probably just the flexibility that I have with everything. I mean, it's my own boss. I don't have to ask for time off. If I'm not doing my day-to-days, you know, things are going to suffer down the road, but you prepare for it. And you can just, it's just enjoyable to, even if I, you know, if you have to put in some of those extra hours, I know that it's benefiting myself and my family. And it's 100% worthwhile, where I'm not there working for somebody else and benefiting their families. This is all on me. There's a lot more risk involved. I mean, it's a regular paycheck every 2 weeks. There's a challenge there. And sometimes it gets a little dicey at times, but once you build that up, and I'm seeing this now that I've been doing this for a year and a half, you build up some momentum and then you kind of realize, okay, this is what I did wrong in the beginning. Let's not do that again. It takes time. And then franchisors like you with other consultants and some of the groups that I'm involved in, we all collaborate and work on best practices. And it's kind of that whole franchise system makeup where you've got those people, those cohorts to fall back on and see, hey, what did you do in this situation that worked? What did you do over here that didn't work? Work together and collaborate, and you're all part of a team with the same goal.
What does your spouse think of you being an entrepreneur?
You know, I think she's starting to embrace it even more than I am. I've had this mindset from the beginning. My dad was an entrepreneur. He was a general contractor. My wife was a teacher for 20 years, and she thought she was just kind of pigeonholed into this one profession. And then she saw what I was doing and what I was thinking for Atlas Franchise Advisors. And then she's like, hey, this sounds really appealing. I could do that too. And I'm like, 100% you could. Learning something new, but it's so much more rewarding when it's your own, when you're in business for yourself. There's no better feeling than that, not having to roll into work on Monday morning and sit in a cubicle. Having that mindset is really good. She's adapted. She's taken off on a lot of my social media stuff. I mean, our social media stuff. I mean, she's co-founder, and it's been great to work side by side with her.
You are realizing the American dream together.
We are.
Power couple.
I don't know about that yet, but we're working on it.
Oh my gosh. And you're doing it all for yourselves, when you want, how you want.
Yeah. And then just having that, helping people succeed and invest in their own businesses and seeing their growth and their happiness. It's so rewarding.
Yeah, I can see why franchising wooed you over. And yeah, you just fall in love with it. And for myself, when I was in college and a mentor gave me a book and I learned about franchising and the model and the benefits of systems and roles and working on the business, not in it. And there's lots of ways to scale. But what I absolutely loved about the franchise model was this idea of being in business with other business owners. I grew up a gym rat. I wrestled in college. I loved the locker room aspect, this whole element of pursuing goals together and winning and losing. And it creates a unique bond. And franchising through the framework that is that the franchise model, oh my gosh, it creates incredible collaboration. And that is the power of the franchise model. But ultimately, what I fell in love with, clearly, it just has a way of causing you to run toward it once your eyes are open to it and you realize how you can accomplish the American dream of entrepreneurship through this special model that is franchising. When I learned about it, I was 20 years old in college, and that was about 14 years ago. Have just been absolutely obsessed and in love with it ever since. Rich, it's been real. And I just appreciate your approach at Atlas and the amount of expertise that you bring and your genuine heart toward making the right fits. And that is clear as day. The folks that are working with you are truly fortunate. Rich, if anybody would like to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
That'd be great. I appreciate that. But you can go to our website, is www.atlasfran.com. You can email me at rich@atlasfran.com, or you can shoot me a text or ring my phone. It's 541-321-0717.
All right. You heard from Rich. My goodness. I certainly had plenty of moments today where I was inspired. It's just nice to have a conversation with a thought leader in franchising, in high performance, in business. Clearly, this is somebody that is doing it right, is super talented, and has the unique advantage of his wife. That is a superpower, most certainly. Again, thank you for everything that you do. I certainly leveled up as a result of this conversation. So if you have as well, please subscribe to our Level Up show. It's how we're able to continue to grow and bring on thought leaders like Rich. Who knows, maybe we will have the misses on sometime. That would be fun. And like the episode, drop a comment down below. And as always, level up.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Level Up with Nick Lopez show. Remember, it's never too late to get started on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share if you enjoyed today's segment. Catch us again next week and visit limepainting.com for more of the Level Up with Nick Lopez show.